Hazaira get with Ishtai. Somebody throws a get to his wife. V'hibetach beisa, she's in her house. Or betach hatzera in her courtyard. Harzu mugureshes, she is mugureshes. Rashi. The grash hagaira get with Ishtai, v'hibetach beisa. So nixi melug. And again, I'll explain that in a second. V'zarka lagabi karka. And he threw it on the ground of her house. Now, why does she have to be in the house? Is going to be a discussion in the Gemara. But what does Rashi say, Nixim Elog? So we explained on Friday, and we'll explain it again, that there are two kinds of properties that a woman brings into marriage. She has a choice, obviously, after negotiations, but she has a choice, it's her ultimate choice, to decide what, or her father's choice, depending how old she is, to decide what to do with her properties. She has one option called Tzayim Barzo, and that's a lockbox. Basically says we evaluate the value of what she brings in, we write it down as a monetary value, and he will return her the monetary value if he divorces her, or if he dies first, she's entitled back to her property, the exact value of what she brought in, whatever it may be. So if it's $100,000, they write $100,000. And then that's what she gets, regardless of what the value of all the items she brought in is at the end of the marriage. It's basically not hers anymore. There is a sugya yavamas. If she wants the item back, does she have a right to ask for the item back because of sentimental value? And the Gemara says yes. If it's there, she has the right to ask it back. But if it's not there, it's not there. Finished. It's his item. And basically, he owes her the money to be paid at the end of the marriage, unless she dies first and he inherits her. That is Tzayim Barzo. Nixim Melug, she retains ownership of the field, or whatever item it is. It's hers, but he has the right of usage throughout the marriage. But any devaluation, or if it goes up in price, it's called inflation. There must be a word.
Appreciation, Rabbi.
Appreciation, thank you. Any appreciation or depreciation is hers. And he gets to use it during the marriage, and at the end of the marriage, she gets it as is. The one, you know, as is, nothing, he has no monetary obligation besides to give her back the items. And he's not allowed to sell these items. He's allowed to use them, and it's hers. She owns the body of it, and he gets the usage of it. So therefore, since it is her field, it's her house, let's say, so therefore he can throw a get into it, and she gets divorced. Now, there are problems with that as well, but we'll see those as we go along. But at this point, what we want is very simple, that it's her house, and we're trying to figure out how is it her house. If it's Tzayim Barzo, it's not hers anymore. The answer is, this is Nixim Elug, therefore, Harizu Megoresh is Okrashi, the Kuntzel HaChatzera, Kilu Nasna Miyada. Her house or her chatzer is like her hand, Kidim Mefarish Megemara. Yes, Doctor.
This is ancillary and can be ignored, but we've got a big problem here, which is in terms of ribbis. Both the appreciation, depreciation of items, and the appreciation and adulteration of money.
I have no idea why this has anything to do with ribbis. There's no loan going on at all. To sale.
She's getting $100,000. For a...
You want to take bars or on the look?
It goes both ways.
Pick your choice.
Anytime. Let's take some bars off.
Right. They write down today's value. He buys it for her from that value.
So it's considered to be a purchase.
Right. Not a loan. It's a purchase.
So next time a look?
Next time a look is hers, and as a right of marriage, he gets to use it. This is one of his rights as a husband.
The usufruct. Okay.
He gets to use it. Instead of that, he has to redeem her if she gets captured. That's what Chazal made this takana. It's rabbinic. Meaning, biblically speaking, it's hers. But since Chazal want her to get redeemed in case she gets captured, and it costs a lot of money, so they said, you're entitled to her usage of all her things, and don't keep track of what it costs. Just take what you get, and you have to redeem her if she gets captured.
So as far as Tom Barzel, if she gets her item back, that's what she's done, just because he's a nice guy, or because she retains some ownership?
No, she does not return any ownership. It's that it's called the Shvach Beis Avia. She has an entitlement to ask for sentimental connection.
Okay.
Right. Back to the commissioner. Zarku lo b'tech beisai, if it's in his house, ay b'tech chatzerai, she's standing in his courtyard, afilu hu ima b'mita, even if she's on a bed, his bed, and he throws the get on that, together with her on the bed, ayna mugareshes, it's not in her property. Rashi? Rashi. L'techeka or l'tech kalasa, but in her lap or in her basket, and the Gemara is going to want to know exactly where this basket is situated. The Gemara will discuss it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Even if she's in his house. The question is how? So what if it's her basket, but it's in his house? The time of the Farish with Gemara. Kalasa, Sal, Shanrasim, Nisus, L'techzai, Machtim, Tzinarias, they put their needles and their spindles. Tzinarias is not spindles, it's some kind of sewing thing, I don't know what it is. Frank the Gemara Menonimili. How do I know that you can divorce a woman by putting it in her courtyard? Maybe you have to hand it to her hand. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, V'nosam B'yada. Now, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, I will learn like Rashi. The Rishayim are bothered by Rashi, but again, Rashi's Rashi. It says in the Pasuk, put it in her hand. How do I know if you put it on her roof, or on her chatzer, or on her karfif, which is a area which is not a chatzer, an enclosed area for storage? How do I know that she gets divorced? Talmud Leimer, V'nasan Mikol Malkam. The word V'nasan teaches me anywhere in her possession. Now, the question is, how do you learn it out from the word V'nasan? Zok Trashi. Talmud Leimer, V'nasan Mikol Malkam. V'dashinu Leim Be'am Pinafshe. We darshan it by itself without the word B'yada. V'dloichsiv U'B'yada Yitnenu. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, in her hand you should give it. Right, mashmalan asina koldu. Since v'nasan is written first, it means v'nasan, and biyada is just to define what kind of place you put it into. It has to be similar to a hand. Biyada the kasev rachmana the bina dumya the yada the mishtameres l'daitas. The Gemara will explain that she is the one guarding it, or it's being guarded for her. K'demafaris l'kameh, like the Gemara will explain, and we'll leave it for the Gemara now. The Rishonim have a problem. Why is Biyada Yitnenu any better than V'nasan Biyada? Rashi says it should have written Biyada Yitnenu. By writing V'nasan first, it's expanding where he can put the get. And therefore, Biyada is just defining how to look at things, not only Biyada. So the other Rishonim say, why is Biyada Yitnenu more the way it should be written over V'nasan Biyada? Therefore, they learn a different shot in the Gemara. But we learn Rashi. So Rashi seems to say that the simple way of writing it would have been B'yada Yitnana. By writing Nasan first, it's telling you Nasan anywhere that's similar to B'yada. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Again, the Rishayim have a problem. Why in the world is B'yada Yitnana any better than Nasan B'yada? So they learn Klal Pratu Klal. They learn all kinds of different drushes of how we figure out that it means more than her hand. But Rashi learns that by the order of the pasuk, by the juxtaposition of the words V'nasan and B'yada, since Nasan is first, the Torah wants you to darshan Nasan by itself, and B'yada just to give us an example of what we're looking for, not to live only B'yada. Again, that's Rashi's way of learning. And we have a similar right to Gabi Ganov. Yadai, Yadai tells me that if a person be matze timatze b'yadai hakneva, that tells me that he has now. We know for sure that the halacha of kefil, which the Torah is writing, that if a person is a ganav and he gets caught, he has to pay kefil, doesn't mean that he has to have it in his hand when we catch him. If he destroys it, he also has to pay kefil. You pay kefil for the act of gneva. One does not pay kefil for having it in his hand. So obviously the Torah is defining how Geneva is done. By using the word B'yadai, the Torah is not defining where you find it, because you don't have to find it. Even if it's never found, as long as you know he stole it, he's got to pay kefil. There's no halacha that the item has to be recovered. It doesn't have to be recovered. It can be stolen and non-recovered, but if you have witnesses that he stole it, he has to pay kefil. So what does that mean? So we darshan it, that that's how he achieved the geneva. That's how he did the act of stealing. Biyadai. He took the item. Now, that tells me that a ganav is somebody who steals by taking it. How about gagai chatzere v'kafifa minayin? We'll learn Rashi in a moment. But how about if he stole through it being in his roof, chatzer or kafif? The item walked into his chatzer. And, Rashi learns, he closed the door. He locked the door. He doesn't let the animal leave. Act of gneva. And therefore, how do I know he's chayiv then? He never touched the animal. Never picked it up. He never did a kinyan. Now, kinyan gneva doesn't mean you own it. Kinyan gneva means you do something that would regularly work as a kinyan, but you do it illegally. So that makes you a ganav. Right? So the question is, for instance, let me try to explain this. Let's say I go over to somebody's yard, I open his pen, I let his animal escape. I don't touch the animal does not go to my yard, the animal runs away, gone. I open the door, his dog, his pet dog, goes, finished, gone, gabarnu. I'm not a ganav. I never touched the animal, I never did a maisa kinyan in the animal. I'm a mafik. I damage this animal. To Shaila, am I called Machai B'dei Adam B'dei Shemayim to Sugya Machlekes B'Shayim B'Bakam? But that's not the point. Not a ganav. A ganav has to do something that would make it his had it been legal. But since it's illegal, he's a ganav. Letting an animal go wild without touching it, just opening the pen door, is not called a ganav. So, what? If the animal comes into the person's yard, and Rashi says closes the door, then he has become a ganav, because he's taking the animal through his chatzar. Now the question is, how do I know that's called good enough for gneva? Maybe the Torah wants the guy to pick it up with his hand, or drag it with his hand, or do something with his hand. How do I know that if it walks into his chatzar, and he closes the door, that he's considered a ganav? That's the Bryce's question. Talmud Leimar, he matze ti matze. Again, the question is how to learn out from the double lashon. Whatever way you learn out, mikomuk. Any way he gets into his possession, he is called a ganav. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mishun Zabal, that's no Rashi. Now, Rashi, okay, let's do a little bit more Gemara. Utsricha. And I need the Torah to teach me the concept of chatzer by get, and to teach me the concept of chatzer by gneva. The Ashminan get, which is the Bal Korcha Megarsha. I would say by get, it does it because you don't need a kinyan. Meaning, you give it to the woman whether she wants it or not. If she doesn't want it, she's divorced anyway. So therefore, maybe it's enough to put it in her yard because you don't need her to want to be kind of it. Maybe just give it to her, right? I can put it in her hand, I can put it in her yard. I have a ganav, the lesson about Karkai. A ganav has to want to steal. He doesn't become a ganav unless he wants to steal it. A malai, I would think that it needs, actually he moves something with his hand. V'yashmin and ganav, which is the kanshe rachmana. I would say by ganav, the Torah is stricter because he's taking something illegally. I will get a malai. But by get, maybe you need more than dropping it into her yard, Kamash Malan, Tzricha. That's why the Torah wrote it in both places. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mishun Zabal Karka, Klaimer. Nechiyov l'nami b'yod al-karkahi. Baget, he can give it to her against her will. And again, biblically, rabbinically, up to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, you can divorce a woman without her agreement. Afilu haki abarachmanu tzitzis garish. Hilka chatzer nami kanila. We see you don't need a kinyan. Maybe that's why chatzer is good enough. A ganav does not become a ganav against his will. Maybe even if he wants to, maybe the chatzer is not considered a ganav. Imloy mashach, unless he did an act to gun, what would not be considered a ganav? Nichnasu lechatzeroi b'no b'fanel. meaning maybe chatzera would not work if he closes the door. If it entered and he closed the door, maybe that would not make him a ganav. Maybe only if he did something with his hand. Therefore, the Torah had to write it in both places. The Tzais brings a raya from this Rashi. The Tzais brings a raya from this Rashi that you cannot become a ganav unless you did an act, meaning the animal entered your chatzer. What if you didn't close the door? You decided to keep the animal. In your mind, got myself an animal. Gneva. Is that a ganav? Zakhtik Tzais, no. Because Rashi says beferish, but no, but for now. You have to close the door. Without an action, you're not considered a ganav. Machshava doesn't make you a ganav. Thinking that I am going to be kainet with the chatzer doesn't make you a ganav. You didn't do anything. If you close the door, then you've done an act of gneva. Ah, you haven't done a kinyan. Yes, you have. You're chatzer. But if you don't close the door, it's the same chatzer, but you didn't do an act of gneva. So somebody, if some animal walks into my house, right, and my kid closed, my two-year-old closes the door, I'm not a ganav, because I never did an act of gneva. I didn't. I decided I'm going to keep this animal. I'm going to keep it. But did I do anything? Did I pick it up? Did I do any act? No. Zakhtik Tzais from this Rashi Zaraya, you have to do an act. Because Rashi says the words, v'no, but v'no. The Machne Ephraim disagrees. He says no. If a person decides to keep an animal, even if he did not do an act, he's a ganav. Rashi says v'no, but v'no. That's just to show that that's what he meant to do. How do you prove intent? You'll say, you stole my animal. What did I do? It walked into your yard, and you didn't bring it back to me. That means I stole it? Because I didn't return it, that means I stole it? I didn't steal it. Well, how did it get into your... I don't know. It walked into my yard and the wind blew the door shut. Now, he is a ganav because he did intend to steal it, but prove it. How are you ever going to prove it? So closing the door is a proof. So the Machne Ephraim says it's not that you need the closing of the door to make the guy a ganav. He's a ganav with intent. It's just without Benova for now, you're going to have a hard time proving that he meant to steal it. So v'noba v'nera is just a mechanism of how we know it. So there's a basic machlokes, the Tzais of the Machne Ephraim, what makes a person a ganav. The Tzais is insisting, from this Rashi, that without an act, you're not a ganav. You're not a ganav. And the Machne Ephraim is saying, it's not true. Intent to keep your chatzer is also a kinyan. Once the Torah revealed to me that I can do gneva through chatzer, not through my hand, right? The Torah revealed to me that gneva can be done without my hands doing something. So my chatzer did it. Why does Rashi say no? So the Machne Ephraim, because if not, how would you know he intended?
Why don't you say that the reason you have to close it, if not, it won't be Mishnah Mirah?
So what happens if the wind blows it shut? Why do I have to close it?
So
why can't I say the door closed?
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
I thought like the difference they say, like if the Yid once thinks of doing an Avera but he doesn't succeed and the Zalm doesn't count for him, like with the Goyim, even though they don't do it but they think it, so it's a strike against them. So I'm asking, like, if the Yid thinks about doing an Avera but he doesn't actually do the Maise, it doesn't count against him. So how does this thing with the Machne Ephraim?
A guy is a ganav by intent. If he does, remember, there's a kinyan, again, everybody agrees, without a maisa kinyan ganeva, and again, kinyan ganeva means an illegal acquisition. A way a person would acquire it legally, he acquires it illegally. One of the ways you acquire something legally is if it's in your yard. You don't have to do an action to acquire things legally. You can say to somebody, I'll buy your chair, put it in my yard. The guy puts it in the yard. You don't have to do an action. The yard is kind of the chair. Now, How about if the yard be kind of the gneva, if he didn't do an action? He had intent to steal, but he didn't do an action. Is he or is he not a ganav? So the Ksai says he is not, because Rashi seems to say there needs to be an action. And the Machne Ephraim says he is. The reason Rashi has an action is because they're not, how in the world do you know what he intended? I'm just pointing out two different ways of understanding Rashi. Yes, doctor.
At the risk of going even further off, it seems like there's no debate about whether or not there's an act of Geneva. The question is whether or not the act of Geneva can be prosecuted based in Shalmada as opposed to based in Shalmila.
That could be. The Christ just said he's not considered a Ghana for Halacha. Christ's not dealing with Bezer Shemaila. He leaves that up. He leaves that up to Bezer Shemaila. Yeah, I listen. He's not getting Mafti Yainer for this. No, I agree.
I've missed that one.
What?
I've missed that line. I'm
not arguing with you. 100%. You're 100% right. It's not good. It's not a good deed either way. Question is it prosecutable to make the guy pay kafel? That's all.
There are limits to what, Beis Din doesn't...
Exactly. That's the Shiloh. What is the Torah is talking practical, technical, halacha lamata here in Beis Din Shemata.
The nuts on biyada is what makes about karko.
I'm sorry?
The nuts on biyada makes about karko.
So you're asking a different question. Where do we learn now that you can divorce a woman about karko? That's a good question. That's your question. Nothing to do with this. You're asking a question starting in that Beis and Masechtas Gittin. You're allowed to divorce a woman without her will. Where do you see that? Again, so the Gemara never discusses it.
Never?
Oh. Again, that's what the Achrayim say. I don't know enough shots to say that. But the Achrayim say it's not in the Gemara. The first source they bring is a Bach who asks the question. Meaning, till the Bach, it doesn't seem, again, I'm just saying what they quote. I didn't do research. I didn't chazer gan chas with Rishayim. I didn't do that. The first source they bring is the Bach, who asked the question, how do I know that a woman doesn't have to agree to accept again? So I think the Bach says it's, I don't want to quote it, I don't remember.
Okay.
But the question is asked. And it's a question that really is not a question here only. It's a question of the homosexual. And it's a good question. Except the Gemara never brings a source for it. And neither do the Rishayim. The first source they quote to ask the question is the Bach.
And she needs to have awareness, right? Because the Nasim B'Yodah and the Chatzer, it's something Mishmeres. And then she has to be, she's not divorced until she's aware it's there, right?
Okay, so that's going to be a sugya and a Ayin Chesem and Aleph. So if you stay tuned, even this week in Meir Hashem, we will get to that sugya. Right, the Gemara is going to talk about it. A guy walks over to his wife and says, can you hold this for me? Tells the Adam, I'm divorcing my wife. I can't tell her. So I'm going to ask her to hold something for me, but you know that I'm handing her again.
Who knows?
The Adam.
She
had no idea. He walks over there with a package. He says, listen, I got it. Can you do me a favor, dear? Can you hold something for me? He tells the Adam, I'm divorcing her. The Gemara is going to discuss that case.
Okay, and so I'm jumping the gun. Is that the word?
Gemara doesn't say the word dear, yes.
What does the word mishmeres mean here?
Where?
I think in Rashi.
We're going to wait for the Gemara for that. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion of that. Mishtameres l'daita, being watched for her. We'll see what the Gemara means. So the Gemara writer. Frek the Gemara, Chatzera, Macha Kansi Isha Kana Baila. How can she be kinder with her Chatzer? He has the right of usage in the Chatzer, and therefore, whatever she gets in there is hers, so he never gave her anything. Now, to understand this Gemara, we're going to bring in a Machlokas Rishayim. And according to Rashi Shita, this works like beautifully, and according to the Rambam, this Gemara needs explanation. If somebody rents a chatzer from somebody else, okay? Shimon rents a chatzer from Levi. Shimon is the renter, Levi is the owner. And a deer that's hefker, comes into the chatzer with a broken leg. It's not going anywhere. Now, halacha is that somebody is kind of that deer. Who? the renter or the owner? Who has the right to make a kinyan in this field? Right? Levi owned it. Shimon rented it. Who has the right to acquire with this field? Is it part of the rental? Or is it part of you own the field? Does the owner acquire it? Does the renter acquire it? Rashi holds the renter acquires it. That's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that the renter acquires it. The Rambam holds that the owner acquires it. So according to Rashi, this Gemara fits beautifully. The husband is the de facto renter of her Nichsei Malug. No, he's not paying rent, but he has all the rights of a renter. He has the right of usage of her field. Therefore, the Gemara asked the wonderful Kasha, how in the world does she get this get? All kinyanim made in this field belong to the renter, not to the owner. And therefore, he's giving himself a get. How does she get it? That's how Rashi would learn this Gemara. Rashi would learn this Gemara that how can she acquire the get through her Nichsei Malug when her husband is the renter and the renter is the one that acquires things through Chatzar? So basically, he's giving it to himself. The Rambam, however, holds that the owner acquires it. So the question is, so what's the Gemara's question? She acquires it because she's the owner of the field. So there are different terutzim said in the Achrayim. Some Achrayim want to say that even according to the Rambam that says that the owner acquires things with his chatzar, it's from a third party. But from the renter himself, the owner can't acquire by the field. Because since the renter has some kind of ownership, you want to call it, rights in the field, it's not called taking it away from him. You still haven't, it's not like transferring completely rishus. Some want to say it's not krisus. You need krisus by get, complete cutoff. And since he is the renter, even though if something else came into the field, the owner would get it, but not from the renter. The renter himself can't give it to the owner by putting it into the field that he rents. That's how they want to learn that the Rambam wears the kasha. But the kasha is the bottom line. How can she be kaina when there's somebody else that owns the field for usage? We'll learn like Rashi. The renter gets it. He's the renter. How can he give it to her by putting it into the field? That's the Gemara's kasha. Frekti Gemara Chatzera, Mashakansi Isha Kanabayla. So Rashi. Kanabayla, Leperis Lishtamishba. Vakati Lenova get me under the bow. It didn't leave him. And with the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara is going to spend 10 lines on this, and I can just say it simply, that he, in the original marriage, he had said that he's not going to use her fields. We had this multiple times already, that a husband can say before he gets married to his wife, I will not take ownership of your parents. He can give up that right. And therefore, before he gets it, he can give up the right. He refuses. The Rabbanah made a takana to give him the parents. And he can say to the Rabbanah, thank you, but no thank you. And therefore, she is the complete owner of this chatzar. The case of putting the get in their chatzar would be in a case when the husband relinquished his rights to the parents. That's a shayla, and I don't want to get involved in that now. Zakti Gemara, b'kaisla dinu tvaram eili b'nechasecha. He wrote her, I will have nothing to do with your property. Frekti Gemara, b'kikasimla, mayhavi. Dinu tvaram is not a proper way to give a present. Dinu tvaram is saying, I have nothing to do with the property. If you own a property, you can't just say, I don't have nothing to do with it. But tanya emil chaver, dinu tvaram eili asaduzu. A guy says, I don't have anything to do with this field. It's his field. I'm removed. So I'm a club. Because that's not a lashon of hefker, and it's not a lashon of matana. Right? So how can dinu dvarim work? Now the Gemara could have answered, he gave it, there's a present. But the Gemara is zeroing in on the word dinu dvarim. Amar de Meir Yanai, because of love by that Musa. He said this before he got it. Kudrav Kahana. Any inheritance that's rabbinic, not biblical, person can say, I don't want to inherit it. Because it's a rabbinic takana for his benefit. It's a rabba. I'm a rabba. If somebody says, I don't want the benefit the chachamim gave me, shame on life. So over here also, that's what happened. What happened over here is that the husband had relinquished his rights in the chatzar for the parents. Therefore, she is the sole owner of this chatzar. So therefore, the get works. But in a regular marriage where the husband did not relinquish the rights, it would not work. Because as we spoke at Rashi's opinion, that in a field where there's a renter and an owner, the renter is the one that's kind of things. And therefore, how can he give her a get? By putting it in her field. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the custom of the Hashem, the custom of the Kain Laka Shekansa. We now understood that he wrote it after he got married. Asadazu, Shaisal Ima Shutasba. He told his partner, Ainli Aistigba, Akas Mikol Lashinus Halalu, one of these Lashinus, Lamar Klum. The Makashi Shaloi, Tarklif to Lashon Matana. There has to be a Lashon of present. He can't remove himself. He can be Mafkarit, but he can't remove himself. The Kaisal Dinu Tvarim, Baida Rusta Kailim Shesachim bin Chasim, before he got her in the Chasim. The Ain Tarklif to Lashon Matana, Yachul Lahasnus Kedrim Kahane, he can make a condition. Like Rav Kahane said, Mimokim Achar, She'ein Yerushas Avaitse Ben HaTaira. A person cannot refuse biblical inheritance. He can refuse rabbinic inheritance because Rabbanan are doing it for his benefit. Biblical, the Torah makes it work. You can't tell the Torah, no thank you. Matana Masna Le'akayim Tzachah before he Zayachim. Yav Shibitakonis Klam Kozu, Amilsa Achrita Amra Rava. Rava said it on something else, Shaiman Lai. Since this takana was made for his benefit, they did it for my pleasure. I don't want it. Now, the Rishonim speak out that the Gemara could have answered, it's after he's married, and he gave her a present. He didn't say dinu tvarim. He said, here, my wife, I am now presenting you with a present of your parents and make a kinyan. But the Gemara is going with the lashon dinu tvarim, so it said it happened before he got married.
That's what Rav Kahane that's what the Gemara could have answered.
That's what the Rishonim said, correct.
Is it?
Correct.
What's the difference between this is a dim in the Torah, right? Didn't Rebbe just say it's a dim in the Torah?
The what?
No,
I didn't. It's all rabbinic. I said it's all rabbinic. I even said why they made it, in order he should redeem her. The beginning of Shir, I spoke out.
Maybe it wasn't here yet.
Could be. I'll just leave it at that.
We're talking about
Song of the Lord. Yeah, we knew it. There's a new face here. No lines, no nothing. Just as is. Yes.
We're talking about Song Malug, right?
What?
And her property being
Song
Malug, right?
Nixim Malug. Tzai Barzal is a different thing.
I meant Nixim Malug. He cannot be, once he writes a get, even before he gives it to her, he can't be Mitzayaka with her, right?
Yeah, but that's it.
That's it. In other words, every other tekon, whether Masay or Death still belongs to him.
That gets questionable whether he still has a right to the parish or not. There is a mandiyama that says that once you write to get, you lose the right to the parents. But most, the rabbanim don't argue. It's a machlekes tamarim.
They don't argue with it. In other words, they say,
until he gives it again, it's hers.
Until she gets again,
he has a right to her parents.
So why Yichud is the exception?
Yichud because we don't want a kid born, and the date says a different.
That's the only way it's not.
Yeah, it's nothing but, Frankly, Gemara Mikey Gonzu. We did have a mandiyama that said Mishat Ksiva, back of Yudzayin Amid Beis, but we don't paskin that way. Mikey Gonzu, where did Rava say it? Kid Rav Huna. Rava said it on Rav Huna's halacha. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Yechayla Isha Shetaymer Labayla, Eni Nezayin Nezayini Yaisa. A woman can tell her husband, you're feeding me instead of my earnings. I earn enough, Baruch Hashem, I have a good job. I'll take care of myself. Don't feed me and don't take my earnings. Why? Because it was made for her benefit. Why did we make the takana that he feeds her instead of earnings? Because most women do not earn enough. So therefore, Rabbanan did her a favor and said the husband has to support her. Well, if she makes more money, she can tell the Rabbanan, thank you very much. I'd rather go without your takana than walk away. Rashi? Mikey Gonzu, a high Amr Rava, where did Rava say it? Any designers me shall buy the any ice for Malacha. The Chin Tikkun Rabbanim designed the Hanasan Tikkun. They did it for her pleasure. Zimnin Dloy Sabka Maisi Adel. There are times that she doesn't make enough. Viachakak Tikkun Maisi Adel, Labayla Mishim Eva. First they said he has to support her. And then they said in order he shouldn't hate her, that he has to support her, they said she gets her earnings. So that is the first answer to Gemara. That the only way she can be kind of get with her chatzar is if the husband relinquished his rights for the Paris. She's the sole owner, therefore she can be kind of with her chatzar. Rava Amar, Rava says, hold a second. Now, Rava is going to explain himself as time goes along. Let's see. Why don't you ask me a question? How can she receive the get with her hands? Whatever she earns goes to her husband. Whatever she finds goes to her husband. Whatever she gets goes to her husband. So how can one divorce his wife by putting it into her hand? Isn't her hand an extension of him? Ella, gita v'yada bo'en ke'echad. It's simultaneous. When you hand a woman the get, when one hands his wife the get, the get and her hand come simultaneously. The ability for her to acquire something with her hand comes as soon as he puts the get into it. Hachanami, gita v'chatzera bo'en ke'echad. Same thing. His right to the chatzer terminates simultaneously when he puts the get in there. Which means, when he puts the get, and in the split second, the chatzer and becomes hers enough to acquire the get. Now how that works is a big problem, but that's what the Gemara says. But I'd rather do the next few lines before we get involved. Zakti Gemara Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Rava Yad De'isha Kekashalei? But Rava worried about how a woman can be kind of with her hand? He Dekanalei L'maisi Yada, Yad Gufa Mekanalei. A hand is not a field. Whatever the field gets is considered Paris. A hand, a woman uses her hand for a million things a day. All she has to do is give him her earnings. You can give women things. You can hand them things. They have a yad. It's not like the yad belongs to the husband. He gets the maisi adayim. Zakti Gemara.
Well, meaning my maisi adayim of.
But she earns.
I know, but meaning if she goes to the store and buys something, what does that mean? It's only hers.
Well, what money did she use?
Let's say she
means
women can
Kenyan. Well, she only wants to give her a present.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So it depends. He can either give her a present and it goes to the husband because it's considered she earned. Or he can say, I'm a Nashe Labai Lurushusba and hand her something and say, your husband has no right to it, and then she can keep it. Amalei Rava Yad Ha'evet Kakashala. You're right. A woman's hand wouldn't bother us. What bothers us is the Yad of an Evet. The Torah says you can free an Evan by handing him a bill of freedom, contract of freedom. The Evan has no hands. Yad Evan to Yad Rabbi. An Evan's hand is totally his master's. So it's like putting it from one pocket into another pocket. Yet the Torah says you can free him that way. Torah says, Ella. The man the Amr Bishtari Deyatsme, the man the Amr that says you can free him by handing him the bill of freedom. Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi Danya. Ella Gita Viyadah Bo'an Kechad. Chalami Gita V'chatera Bo'an Kechad. It's simultaneous. By Evet it works simultaneous. So by Chatzer with a woman it also works simultaneous. That's what Rabbi is trying to prove. Don't ask me how the woman can acquire with her Chatzer because this get is giving her the Chatzer. So it simultaneously works together. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rav Amar Loilam with the Lekaspa Adinu Tvar, with the Kashalach Mashkansi Isha Kanabaila, Ata Yadami Lekanya Le Labao, the Kamaparach Mahi, the Gemara is going to ask on that. Gita Vyadda Boy Kechad, Ayede Haget, Bo Yadda Loim Nisinasai. She gets it together. Amar Loi Ravina, the Ravashi, Rav the Kashalach Mahi, Ata Yadami Lekanya Le Labao, Yad Isha Kashale, Bitmiya, that's what's bothering him. He's the kanyalei lemaisi yadel. Abu gufa mikanyalei. Does he own the body of the hand? Mekibin the gufa lekanyalei. B'chiyav gita liyad enough of the get meshusay. The loy mishum the gita viyad the kwan ke echad. By a woman, you don't need it to be simultaneously. He'll get the chutzah the kind of lehechim megasha. How do you prove chutzah from yad? The answer is yad evet kashulay. It's the yad of the evet. Shagufoy kanoi umekabul shechruoy ba'atzmai. He gets his freedom by himself. The man damer beisha nitna she'evet kainatzim b'shtar shechur. The man the machloik is over there. Can an evet acquire himself by somebody handing him a bill of freedom? Now Tosfos asked the kasha, what's the difference? I think Avraham was trying to ask this question. What's the difference between a chatzar where he owns the peiros and a hand when he owns the earnings? It's both of them. If you understand it by a hand, then why didn't you understand? Why by a hand is it so simple that you can take it? Yad the isha, what's the havamina? It's the same kind of kinyan he has in the hand that he has in the chatzar. So Tosfos answers that the peiros come from the field. So when a husband has a kinyan peiros, he has a kinyan in the field itself. When a husband owns a woman's maisi adayim, it's not that he owns her hand. He owns what she acquires with her hand, but it's her hand. In the chatzar, she might be the owner of the chatzar, but he has something in the chatzar. He gets the fruit that grows from the chatzar. It's more than just things that come in. It's things that come from the chatzar. He doesn't get things that grow on her hand. It's not the same kind of kinyan. Therefore, the Gemara understood by a hand, of course she can acquire a get with her hand. It's not his hand. Whereas by a chatzar, how can you say it's her chatzar when he gets everything that grows there? So it's more his chatzar. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara's chatzar. But I think he was bothered with what you were bothered with. No? You don't think so? I think that's what you were asking. I really think so. Even after you say no, from Anivas, I still think you were asking.
Boils down to that.
Boils down to that, right.
I can't hear.
He's agreeing with me that you asked that question.
Snake calls,
can't even, you know. Gemara says, by a double something a person loves, he can hear it even two kailas. Even two kailas, he can hear.
One's
chavez,
one is not.
That's the show. You're an IT person, you know. Anyway. Right. So this is the big shaila in the Achrayim. I don't know if there's a getting there. Where would getting be over there? There's a big shaila in the Achrayim about how this works. How does Bo'an Ke'echad work? How does that mean it works simultaneously? Works simultaneously. How does simultaneous work? It's like saying, where I can reach it. Just to be able not to reach it now, I can reach it already. This is a big shaila in the Achrayim. How does simultaneous work? What does that mean? It works simultaneously. How does it work? So this is a big tumult in the Achrayim of how it simultaneously works. So, the different shitas. Right, so the question is how it works. So the Tzais learns that it's only by get this works, or by shichur. If I gave a present to somebody who has no yad, I wouldn't say his yad and the present come together at the same time. For instance, I'm giving him a chatzar as a present, and I write a shtar and put it into the chatzar, and the shtar makes the chatzar his. So I don't say he was kind of with his chatzar. It wasn't his chatzar. Right? Let's say I want to give a present, a chatzar, to somebody. So I write a shtar that I'm giving him the present, and I throw it into that chatzar. I want it to be kind of the chatzar with a kinyan chatzar. But he doesn't own the chatzar yet. We don't say that it comes simultaneously. He says it's only by get and shichur where you don't need a maisa kinyan. All you need is you give it to the woman. She has no right to say no. She can yell up and down, I'm not accepting, I'm not accepting, I'm not accepting. It's a get. And by shikr, it's the same thing. Heaven can refuse shikr. If you give him a shtar shikr, he's free. So since you don't need a real halacha of kinyan, all you need is the handing over. So therefore, the handing over can say that you hand it and it automatically gives her the kayak to acquire it, whether she likes it or not.
When you give it to her shliach, is there a kinyan?
You don't need a kinyan. If it's her shliach, so then handing it to him is like handing it to her.
So it's not a kinyan.
You don't need a kinyan. You need an act of nesina. You don't need her to want every other kinyan. You want to acquire it. She doesn't have to want to acquire it.
So because it's about korcha for both the Eved and the Eved.
Right, that's what the Tzais learns. That's what he learns. That's how he explains that Bohen Kakas can only work on something that you don't need acquiescence. That's what he wants to say. Again, it's a very shveris svara exactly how Bohen Kakas works. It's one of those things that are hard to understand. But we just accept it. It's what Chazal say happens. It happens. But it's a big kiddush of the Tzais. That if I give a guy a present, a chatzar, and I want him to be kind of that present by putting the shtar into that chatzar, I would not say bon kechad. Because it's not his chatzar to acquire it. And there he needs the ass to be kind of.
That's the lesson, right?
Right.
There's no other thing that says
Barnkech. That's what the Tzais is saying. Again. If without the Tzais, I would say this is the example the Gemara gives, because that's what we're talking about. I would not say it wouldn't work by a present. The Gemara is not talking about present here.
Right, I understand.
It wouldn't be that the Lashon Gittai excludes present. We're talking about get, so we're going to use the Lashon Gittai.
I mean, that is an actual machlokas.
Yeah, and it's others that argue in it.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Can't hear you.
Oh, that's very nice.
What's nice?
That conundrum.
Right. Don't think about it, right. Here we go to a story. The cost of a gittel of the visu. It was a person who was dying, who wrote a get to his wife because of Yibum, Ba'adipanya Demali Shabsa, Erev Shabbos afternoon. Well, his big lamesvila, and he didn't have time to give it to her before Shabbos. Lamachar Takav Layalma, and the next day he was dying, and he wanted to get that wife divorced, and it's Shabbos. And on Shabbos you can't give a get. The get is muktzah on Shabbos. There's other problems in giving a get. So he was stuck. What happens now? We will see him at the gym tomorrow.